And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we are going to get started for you right now. In Lapeer County, a Lapeer County Sheriff's Office canine will soon have some added protection on the job. Canine Jody has been selected to receive a custom-fitted bullet and stab-resistant vest through a charitable donation from the nonprofit organization Vested Interest in Canines. The Sheriff's Office says the National Institute of Justice certified vest is expected to arrive in about 10 weeks. Vested Interest in Canines provides protective body armor and other support to law enforcement canine teams across the country, helping improve the safety of dogs serving alongside officers. A 20-year-old Midland man is facing a felony assault charge following a road rage incident in Bay City that was captured on a vehicle's dash cam. Authorities say the confrontation happened Wednesday around 5:30 p.m. at the intersection of South Mountain Street and West Thomas Street, where a Ford Fusion and a white SUV were involved in a minor traffic collision. Investigators say the driver of the Fusion, identified as Rowan Kratzer, exited his vehicle after the crash, and dash camera video footage shows the SUV beginning to move forward before stopping. After the SUV driver got out, Kratzer allegedly struck him with a single punch, causing the man to fall to the ground. According to Bay City Police, Kratzer later told officers that he did not see the SUV before the crash and believed he was about to be hit when he threw the punch. He also told investigators he did not intend to seriously injure the other driver. The injured man was taken to a hospital where medical staff diagnosed him with a brain bleed. Prosecutors have charged Kratzer with assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison, and a possible $5,000 fine. During his arraignment Thursday, a judge set bond at $10,000 cash surety with a 10% provision. And Jeremy Londarius Evans appeared in court this week for his arraignment on felony charges of organized retail crime and third-degree retail fraud. Defense attorney Martin Perzondek requested a cash bond, noting Evans' willingness to wear a GPS tether. Prosecutors argued for a higher bond, citing outstanding detainers in Wayne and Grand Traverse counties, along with ongoing investigations in at least 8 other states. Judge Ferris set bond at $20,000 cash or surety with a requirement for a GPS tether if posted. A probable cause conference is scheduled for August 6th, followed by a preliminary examination on August 14th. And we will be right. Oh, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.